You know, there's this universal financial trap we all just seem to fall into. You see a like remarkably low price tag and your brain just sort of shuts off all critical thinking. It is the absolute illusion of a bargain.
Yeah, it's the immediate gratification of saving money today, which completely blinds you to the avalanche of hidden costs coming tomorrow.
Exactly. So, welcome to today's deep dive. We are looking at the world of industrial manufacturing, specifically the heavy-duty machines that bend and cut electrical bus bars.
Right, and even if you have no idea what a bus bar is, this source material is really just the ultimate masterclass in why cheaping out up front will bleed you dry later.
Yeah, okay, let's unpack this. For context, you know, a bus bar is essentially a thick, heavy strip of copper or aluminum. It conducts massive amounts of electricity inside large switchgear panels.
Right.
And buying an entry-level machine to cut those metal bars is exactly like mounting a cheap home inkjet printer. The printer itself is practically free, but the ink costs an absolute fortune.
Oh, I love that analogy. Yep. That is a perfect way to look at it. Because, well, in industrial fabrication, the quote-unquote ink is wasted metal, ruined materials, and lost labor.
Right, exactly.
So the true cost of an economic bus bar machine isn't actually set when the purchase order is signed. The financial bleeding starts the moment it hits the factory floor.
Oh, wow, so it's immediate.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, the only metric that actually matters here is total cost of ownership, or TCO.
Right, the TCO, yeah.
You have to take that initial purchase price and then add in your annual tooling, maintenance, rework, and downtime over a 5 to 7 year life cycle.
Which is a really long time. And looking at the data in our sources, there's one hidden cost that screams louder than the rest, which is rework.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Following that printer analogy, if I buy a cheap printer, it constantly jams, right? So I'm guessing that if I buy a cheap bus bar bender, it just bends the thick metal poorly.
That is the mechanical reality of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Because economic machines typically run with a loose bend tolerance of about plus or minus 1.5 to 2 degrees.
Okay, wait. 2 degrees doesn't sound like a lot, though.
Well, imagine a long, heavy copper bar, right? If you bend it even 2 degrees off target at the base, that error amplifies all the way at the other end.
Oh, I see. Like a geometry problem.
Exactly. Suddenly, it won't align with the internal bolts of the switchgear. And because these panels have to be strictly certified, that lack of precision generates constant inspection failures.
Which means you are paying a technician for rework labor.
Yeah, and you are scrapping expensive copper, and you're eating up reinspection time on every single non-conforming piece. It's a total mess.
Which totally explains the sheer scale of the waste here. Because the documents note that a 20% rework rate on just 100 panels a month can burn through like $3,000 to $5,000 every single month.
Yeah. And to bring back your printer analogy, instead of buying expensive ink, you are constantly buying replacement punch dies and cutting blades.
Because the cheap machines break them.
Right. Lower grade machines use cheaper tooling that degrades much faster. So that pushes annual tooling costs 40 to 60% higher than if you were using a premium platform.
Wow, 60%.
And then you have unplanned downtime on top of that. A mere four-hour mechanical breakdown on one of these cheaper systems costs between $800 and $2,000 just in lost output.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting, though. I have to push back a little here.
Sure, go for it.
You're talking about predicting 5 to 7 years of costs to justify buying a more expensive machine. But aren't manufacturing companies just blindly guessing their future production volumes when they buy? I mean, a bad guess could ruin this whole calculation.
That is a very fair point. And yes, guessing wrong is a massive risk. But the TCO methodology doesn't rely on optimistic guesswork.
Okay. What does it rely on then?
It relies on historical workshop data to establish clear break-even tiers. So if you were a small shop running very low volume, say under 20 sets a month.
Right. A smaller operation.
Yeah. Then the economic tier costing $8,000 to $20,000 actually makes perfect sense. The machine will sit idle enough that the hidden costs don't compound.
Ah, that makes sense. But what if they scale up?
Well, if you're producing 20 to 150 sets per month, a mid-range CNC machine costing between $20,000 and $60,000 becomes your absolute best bet.
So what does this all mean for the massive operations doing over 150 sets a month?
That is where premium machines completely dominate. We are talking $60,000 to over $150,000.
That is a huge upfront investment.
It is, but they deliver a strict plus or minus 0.3 degree accuracy. And at that massive volume, precision is everything.
So the savings cover the cost.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The golden rule in this industry is that if you produce over 60 sets a month, a higher tier machine pays for its price gap in under 24 months, simply through the savings on rework and downtime.
Which means when a workshop is trying to choose between actual brands, you know, whether it's Geica or Soco in the mid-range, up to Petting House or Ert in the premium tier, they cannot just look at the upfront invoice.
No, not at all. They have to compare those brands strictly on a five-year cost basis.
Using their actual data.
Right. You take your actual historical data, your current monthly sets, your exact rework rate, and your downtime value, and you run the math.
Yeah, making a major decision based on a first impression instead of actual long-term TCO is just a recipe for a slowly draining bank account.
Really is.
Which leaves you with something to really mull over today. If massive industrial factories routinely hemorrhage cash by ignoring the hidden maintenance and rework costs of a quote-unquote cheap $12,000 machine, well, where in your own life or business are you choosing a low sticker price today, only to pay a massive invisible premium in personal downtime tomorrow?